This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, are there really any risks with the use of cell phones and other forms of wireless communication?
Absolutely. For quite a few years, I've raised concerns about health risks associated with different wireless technologies. A peer-reviewed study came out that says millions have health symptoms because of them. And it found, get this, 1 out of 8 adults in the United States experienced health effects they attribute to wireless radiation. About 1 out of 6 adults in Australia, 1 out of 13 in Canada are reporting the same kind of thing. Dr. Anne Steineman, who co-authored the study, said that frequent symptoms are being near electromagnetic radiation, including cell towers, cell phones, and wireless networks. And she actually has a name for this condition, the EMR syndrome, which stands for electromagnetic radiation syndrome. So I looked the study up, and its abstract says that wireless radiation, such as from cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, laptops, and cell towers, is pervasive society. And wireless sensitivity is a condition of adverse health effects from exposure to wireless radiation. And amongst all genders and categories, males between 25 and 34 seem to be the biggest group that's affected. Anyway, it says, given these results across 3 countries, over 26 million adults experienced health problems from wireless radiation. Results underscore the need for further research on ways to prevent and reduce exposure and associated effects, adverse effects.
Well, cell phones have been around for decades. Why are they just now starting to study the effects of radiation?
Well, the realization that there's health risk isn't new. Back in the summer of 2024, Dr. Mercola put out an article saying, look, several studies between 2022 and 2024 underscore the health risks posed by 5G technology. This research contradicts the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection Guidelines. Studies reveal that 5G's potential to induce neurological damage and psychiatric problems include increased risk of conditions like dementia. A December 2023 study found the detrimental effects of this type of radiation on rat sperm, showing it to have an effect on reproduction here. And he says in February 2024, research indicates significant changes in fecal microbiome profiles from getting an effect, which also can affect the immune system as well as mental well-being. So Mercola says that the wireless industry is built on the premise that the only type of radiation capable of causing harm is ionizing like X-rays. But researchers for a long time warned that even non-ionizing and non-heating radiation can jeopardize your health. This includes not only human health, but also that of plants and animals. Well, the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, in it, the Bible says that when Jesus comes, he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. Well, that will perhaps mainly because of warfare and radiation associated with warfare, possible that radiation from wireless sources may also be a factor.
One of the functions of a nation's government is to research the adverse effects of new technologies. Didn't any of these governments research 5G radiation?
Yeah. Dr. Mercola mentioned there was some paper and he helped write, and he subtitled a part called Great Plans, Great Promises with False Claims. And it says that the EU, in its own potential health risks, it was in their report, but they just ignored what their own report said. So, you know, there are risks. You know, and many of us have long had some health concerns related to wireless radiation.
How long ago was there any telephone radiation research done?
Well, for example, back in 2019, Scientific American put out the following. Well, here's the headline. We have no reason to believe 5G is safe. Okay, then it says, the telecommunications industry and their experts have accused many scientists who researched the effect of cell phone radiation as, quote, fear-mongering over the advent of wireless technologies 5G. Since much of our research is publicly funded, we believe it's our ethical responsibility to inform the public about what the peer-reviewed scientific literature tells us about the health risks from wireless radiation. More than 240 scientists who have published peer-reviewed research on biological and health effects of non-ionizing electromagnetic fields signed the International EMF Scientist Appeal, which calls for stronger exposure limits. The appeal makes a bunch of assertions, including, quote, numerous recent scientific publications have shown that EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines. Effects include increased cancer risk, cellular risk, increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damages, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race as there's growing evidence of the harmful effects on both plant and animal life. The scientists who signed the appeal arguably constitute a majority of experts on the effects of non-ionizing radiation. They've published more than 2,000 papers and letters on EMF in professional journals. And the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies this radiation as possibly carcinogenic to humans. And in the past, there was a $30 million study conducted by the U.S. National Toxicology Program. They found, quote, clear evidence that 2 years after exposure to cell phone radiation, this increased cancer in male rats and damaged DNA in rats and mice to both sexes. And again, I'm reading from Scientific American. As a society, should we invest hundreds of billions of dollars deploying 5G, the cellular technology that requires the installation of 800,000 or more new cell antenna sites in the U.S. close to where we live, work, and play?
So we have over 2,000 papers published on the effects of EMFs, a $30 million study proving cell phone radiation increases the risk of cancer, and the installation of 800,000 new cell towers across the United States. Tell me there's not any more.
Yeah, there's more. Even back in 2019, a paper said, quote, the 5G danger can't be overrated. 20,000 satellites for 5G were to be launched, sending focused beams of these intense microwave radiation over the entire Earth.
There's only 20,000 satellites? The government will certainly protect me from that focused radiation, won't it?
No. And here's something that activist post published like 7 years ago. This 5G research has already proven that exposure is harmful to people, animals, and nature. In the U.S. and elsewhere, outdated legislation and guidelines protect all sources of wireless radiation, but not the public or the environment. And that includes 5G. Just because these things are legal doesn't mean they're safe. The fat substitute Olestra is legal too. It doesn't mean you want to risk intestinal mayhem and eat anything made with it. So here's some more stuff about all this. Environmental effects on existing radiation have been ignored. And then with 5G, you've increased it substantially. You know, risks include things like damage to the eyes, cataracts, retinal damage, severe sweating, skin damage, immune system disruption, metabolic disruption, neurological disturbances, leakage of the blood-brain barrier, damage to sperm, increased risk of cancer, collapse of insect populations to base of food for birds and bats, rise in bacterial resistance and bacterial shifts, and damage to plants and trees. And we finished this one article, says millimeter wavelengths at high intensity have been used in military applications in active denial systems for crowd control. And out of Ireland, something was published that said some research on non-thermal effects had shown that these millimeter wavelengths target cell membranes and have adverse biological effects, as well as clinical effects such as cataracts, immune systems, and physiological effects on the heart and on blood pressure.
Well, why is the government not protecting me from being cooked in a giant microwave of tens of thousands of satellites?
Well, another report that I read says that the rollout of 5G was just another great example of how our federal health regulatory agencies have been greatly compromised by big, powerful corporations. You'd think with all these thousands of peer-reviewed studies showing clear danger with regard to electromagnetic radiation overdose, something our planet is experiencing, these technologies would be required to go through some safety tests. The truth is, if they went through any type of safety testing, there's no way they'd be approved. Well, that's not quite true. They go through some kind, but not enough. And then it says studies already published show neuropsychiatric disorders, reduced sperm count, brain damage, cancer, amongst other things. And Dr. Sharon Goldberg, internal medicine physician professor, gave testimony on this. She said, wireless radiation has biological effects, period. Okay. And the reality is, humans don't actually know all the possible effects of 5G networks, or that of the 6G or 7G, which are all, they're also kind of working along this. Now, officially, and I went to the FCC's website a while back, now they say these things are safe. Okay. And it says they closely monitor the health results. But in its report, it doesn't say it's proved it's totally safe. There's a reason they don't do that, because they can't. There simply aren't enough sufficient studies, and they couldn't do them anyway, because it's everywhere now. So you can't have a control group that doesn't have any effect on this. Okay. So, the cat left the bag kind of thing. So it would take a long time to figure this out, find out even more, but we already know that this is an issue. So yes, there are certainly health risks.
Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves?
Yes. A couple of different things. One, you can eat fruits and vegetables. That helps. Two, try not to eat foods with a lot of pesticides and toxins, because that just makes it matters worse. Also, if you use cell phones much, try not to have them close to your head very often. And in my case, my cell phone's almost always off. But if you do have it on, don't carry it, next to you so close all the time, because that's at least something you can control. Now, this will sound strange. I had an EMF reading once done at a house a long time ago. I found that my clock radio generated a lot. So instead of having it so close to my head when I sleep, I moved it. And that actually greatly reduced that. So anyway, eating more fruits and vegetables helps prevent oxidative damage because fruits and vegetables are high in antioxidants. And in Isaiah 55:2, we're told to eat what's good. And doing that can reduce health risks associated with wireless and other forms of technology. Anyway, wireless radiation has health risks that I don't think they can test for, and there's a lot of reports about damage from it. Anyway, just about all of us have exposure to it and should try to actually minimize it.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.